Regan with Nesting Those Realty, powered by eXp Realty here in Asheville, North Carolina, where my team and I are helping dozens of people relocate to the Asheville area. Living in Asheville podcast, just like my YouTube channel, is all about living, breathing, going to school, having babies, different neighborhoods, different parts of town, different towns around Asheville, everything you need to know about living and moving to the Asheville area. If you need help relocating to Asheville, North Carolina, reach out to me and my team. Our contact information is down in the description. Sweetie, I'm going to talk about towns that are located in Buncombe County, which is Asheville, where Asheville is located, as well as Rutherford County and McDowell County. And all these towns are located directly east of Asheville. So let's start from the closest to Asheville and move farther east. I'm mostly talking about towns that have downtowns, the towns that I've been to, that I have clients in, and that I serve. However, if you are interested in towns that are located maybe more east, more west, doesn't matter. Our team serves a pretty large area, so don't hesitate to reach out if you have questions about anything that I haven't mentioned, but maybe you heard about. Feel free to reach out and we will get you started. All right, as you start moving east of Asheville, the first town that has downtown that is located right, you know, directly east of Asheville will be Black Mountain. And I talked about this little town in previous videos. And it is such a cute little town, has its own downtown. It is a smaller town. The population, well, by now it's probably right around 9,000 people, although it is kind of hard to move to Black Mountain because historically it always had a very low inventory and therefore the prices are kind of high for a small town and compared to other small towns around Asheville. And again, it's a supply and demand. So if you really want to be in downtown, you really need to be intentional about moving there and keeping an eye on inventory, rentals, homes for sale, and stuff like that, because a lot of people apparently want to be there, but there's not a lot of opportunities to buy or rent. Median sales price in Black Mountain is mid 400s according to last month's data. And again, it is not the most affordable place to live. There's a number of nice upscale communities in Black Mountain. Named for a mountain range that towers over the town, Black Mountain became a haven for pioneers in the world of art, painting, music, poetry, and architectural design during the mid-20th century. In other words, Black Mountain is a smaller version of, you know, artsy, arts and craftsy side of Asheville, but it is a lot more laid back, quite a bit more conservative, and it's for people who are looking for a slower paced life that don't necessarily need all the amenities at their fingertips. And what I mean by that is that to go to places like Target, Walmart, you would need to drive to Asheville or maybe Marion. Black Mountain has a grocery store, Ingalls is right there, and quite a few restaurants, coffee shop, brewery, all that, you know, like I said, it's a mini version of Asheville, so to speak. But there's no big box stores in Black Mountain. Downtown to downtown, it is about 20 minutes from Asheville, so it's really close. It might feel a little more distant just because if you hop on the highway, you feel like you're driving a few exits from Asheville and there's not a whole lot that's going on in between. But once you get used to it, it's really not that far. The closest hospital will probably going to be in Asheville Mission Hospital, which again, depending on where you live in Black Mountain, just like any other area, downtown to the hospital, it's probably going to be about 20-25 minutes. Another option will be a hospital in Marion, which going more east, but everything is pretty close, but not right in there. And what I mean by depend on where you are in that town, in that particular town, is that some of these communities, just like everywhere else in this area, can be quite mountainous. And these roads are very windy, up and down, well, mostly up. And if you live, you know, in the inside the community and on top of the mountain, it can take you, I don't know, 5 to 10 minutes just to come down from the mountain to the bottom, to the entrance, and get going. So that's where, you know, the distance and timing is coming from. Other than that, everything is pretty close. If somebody is coming from a big city, you're not gonna feel like you are sitting in traffic. You're just driving among trees on a winding road. It's an enjoyable ride. LEAF Global Arts Festival is taking place in Black Mountain every year. It's a huge event. A lot of people from Asheville go there. Lots of artists, lots of music, lots of things to do for not just adults, for the whole family. People go there and camp for the whole weekend and enjoy themselves on Lake Eden in Black Mountain. One of the nice features in Black Mountain is Lake Tomahawk that is located just a few blocks outside of downtown Black Mountain. And it is about, I want to say, half a mile, maybe less, loop around the lake. You can go there. There's also a pool right next to it during summertime, of course, because it's outdoor pool. But you can just walk around the lake. It is nice. It is, again, quaint and very laid-back atmosphere. Here's an example of a property that is available right now in Laurel Ridge. It is a gated community in Black Mountain. Actually, it almost feels like it's not in Black Mountain because it's kind of like closer to Asheville, almost like in Swannanoa, but technically it is in Black Mountain. Anyways, if you want to live on top of a mountain with the view of the mountains, trees, winter view, which, by the way, when it says it's got winter view, it means that most of the view comes in winter when there's no leaves. But, you know, when there are leaves in summertime, you just mostly looking at the trees. Anyways, this is an example of a property. It is a 4,000 square foot house built in 2020, so pretty new, and sits on about an acre. And this is an example of a house that you can buy right now in Black Mountain for $459,000, which is median sales price right now. And I know it's kind of crazy. It looks like a tiny house. It is only 1,200 square foot, 3-2, sits on 0.19 acre of land. Looks cute, but it is, you know, it is tiny. There's no garage even. Built in 1920, over 100 years ago. And again, that is not uncommon for Black Mountain. 2 years ago, people would be bidding on this house probably. Right now, things slow down, so you really have to be careful about positioning your properties in this market. Anyways, this is an example. Just like everywhere else, or mostly everywhere else, Black Mountain has its own schools. And those are Black Mountain Elementary School, Black Mountain Primary School, and Charles D. Owen High School, as well as very good, very popular private school, Asheville Christian Academy. Well, it's technically located in Swannanoa, which is going to be right outside of Black Mountain. It's in between Black Mountain and Asheville. It's in Swannanoa. Asheville Christian Academy is very popular. I know some people are moving to the area and looking for properties or live in the close proximity to that particular school. I'm going to put a link to it in the description so you can check it out if you are interested. Keep moving east on the highway, I-40 East to be exact. You will go kind of like over the ridge and kind of, it almost feels like you're going climbing out of the bowl where Asheville sits. You're going up, climbing over the bowl, go over the ridge and go down, and you will get to Old Fort exits. Old Fort is a very, very small southern town. The population of Old Fort is under 1,000 people, and elevation drops from over 2,000 feet above sea level to a little under 1,500 feet above sea level compared to Asheville. It doesn't really have downtown, although it kind of looks like it has a little walkable area. But I wanted to mention it because it's such a cute little town. You know, everything is happening in between Main Street and Catawba Road. And right in that, I want to say, quarter of a mile section, there is a Hillman Beer, which is a brewery and a tap room. There's Arrowhead Gallery and Studios. There's a visitor center, a few stores, and that's where everything is pretty much happening, as well as the railroad and a railroad museum. I think it's a museum these days. Interestingly enough, until recently, I think just 2, 3 years ago, Old Fort was a dry town. Now, Hillman Beer opened up their location there, which was met with a lot of pushback from the locals, or some pushback from the locals. They were protesters. The main idea behind it is to allow more visitors to come, spend money, visit Old Fort, allow for more growth. And that's what they said. The Hillman Beer owner said that they don't want to hurt or impose what they do on anybody's religious views or anybody's lifestyle, but they believe that it was necessary and a good step in a good direction. So they opened up, and now I think more than anything, it's a great place for a lot of outdoor people who come to Old Fort in that area in general for hiking, biking, all the outdoor activities. It's a good pit stop to grab a cold beer, cool down, chill out, sit by the river, enjoy the mountain view, and just recharge, so to speak. Median sales price in Old Fort is under $400,000. The most expensive house on the market right now in Old Fort is priced at $849,000. It sits on over 6 acres, so it is a perfect spot, cabin type property in the woods for those seeking privacy and seeking to get more for their money, because definitely you're not going to be able to spend that much closer to Asheville and get a house on 6+ acres. And here are examples of houses that are sold right now in Old Fort, right at that median sales price mark. And they're built by our friends, Builders 2020, brand new homes in a brand new community. Nothing, you know, super over the top, but they are new homes, good quality for the money, more affordable way to live, to, you know, to spend money and get a brand new house. Now, if you live in Old Fort, there's only one grocery store and it is tiny. It is not like a Ingles or definitely not like Whole Foods. There's no Walmart, nothing like that. People who live in Old Fort typically go grocery shopping either in Marion or Asheville, but Marion would be, it's super close, okay? Marion is the next town and it is super close. It is in the same county, McDowell County, and that's where we're gonna go next. When you come to Marion from Old Fort, you will probably think to yourself, thank God, some more civilization, because it does feel like quite a bigger town than Old Fort. It's got its own downtown, which is, by the way, very cute. Its main street is lined with historic buildings, churches, and a courthouse. They also have their own outdoor farmers market. Lots, well, for its size, lots of great options for dining, great restaurants, places to eat, and it's enjoyable to just walk around downtown Marion. And downtown Marion has a lot of, or quite a few local restaurants, locally owned restaurants, and smaller restaurants. Outside of downtown, there's plenty of everything that you're already familiar with. Fast food restaurants, they have Walmart, Ingles, everything you would need in the area. They also have a hospital, which is it's a pretty good size. I actually had my clinicals in that hospital back when I was in school to be an x-ray tech, little excerpt back in the history. But it's got its own hospital. So people who live in Marion do not necessarily need to go all the way to Asheville. It is the same Mission Hospital that is located right outside of downtown Marion. Median sales price in Marion is in the lower 300s. The most expensive property that is available for sale right now in Marion is priced at $2 million. It is 6.5, pretty much, 1,000-square-foot property that sits on a little over 6 acres. And in my opinion, it is overpriced. Or you can just buy 95 acres for $1.7 million and do whatever you want on it because it is open use, baby. And I did say I'm not gonna talk about towns that don't have downtowns, but I feel like I cannot ignore Nebo, North Carolina. It is a community that sits kind of around and along Lake James. Lake James is a popular destination for a lot of people in the area. It is about 50 minutes to an hour, depending on where you're at in Asheville. We go there to a public beach. You know, a lot of people live on Lake James in Nebo. There's a lot of houses. Some people have just vacation houses. Which, by the way, living on a lake in North Carolina is not, probably not the same as what you would think as, you know, living on a lake in any other areas. And this is a topic for a different video, but Lake James is a great destination. It's for outdoor people, again, biking. There are trails around it. You can go boating, you can go swimming, kayaking, all that good stuff. But there's not a whole lot going on there outside of outdoor activities. Closest area with shopping and, you know, hospital and will be Marion. But I wanted to mention Nebo and Lake James because it's certainly a place where one can live or have a vacation home. It's a great lake to go to. That's it for McDowell County. Now we're moving on to Rutherford County, or as locals and natives say, Ruffton. Did I say that right? Any locals here or natives? Please correct me if I'm wrong, but I heard from many people, they just say Ruffton instead of pronouncing all the way Rutherford or Rutherfordton as the name of a town. And Rutherfordton is pretty much the main town, main little city in Rutherford County. Rutherfordton is one of the oldest towns in western North Carolina. There's a lot of historic homes, very cute historic downtown with brick buildings, local shops, stores, a local hands-on children's museum, little park, very cool children's playground, right? I mean, I guess it's technically in downtown, but it feels like it's right outside of downtown. I mean, the whole downtown, you can walk up and down in probably like 5 minutes, okay? So population is under 4,000 people. Elevation is even lower, about 1,300 feet above sea level. And Rutherfordton is actually located in a thermal belt. Thermal belt, I think I mentioned about it in my other video about towns in Polk County, is where you enjoy warmer, longer growing season. So it's going to be a few degrees warmer, especially in summertime. I went there to shoot some videos for this video, and it was quite a bit warmer than it is in Asheville. So it is lower. It's not as high in the mountains, but it is equally beautiful. Again, not as mountainous, a lot of rolling hills, a lot of views, a lot of outdoor activities, very tight-knit community of like-minded people. I know, you know, there's a lot of co-ops, a lot of farmers, a lot of things happening in Old Fort for those seeking a more laid-back, quaint, I feel like I'm repeating myself on this about every town, but it is true. It is a very, very nice town. Now, Rutherfordton itself is not maybe might not seem as mountainous, but as you start moving from the Rutherfordton to Lake Lure, you will feel like you are in some cliffs. Lake Lure is a different story. It is in the lower elevation as well, but those mountains there, they look amazing, first of all, very beautiful, and make you feel like you are higher, but you're not. The most expensive house on the market right now is $1.3 million. It's under 4,000 square feet in size, and it is located on almost 35 acres. So Rutherfordton is not a place where people want to be, back to back, very close to each other. That's the whole point, right? You go out away from bigger cities like Asheville, not to live door to door to your neighbors. It is a tight-knit community, but people like their elbow room. They don't like to be on top of each other, and that's the whole point. You can get a lot more for your money in places like Rutherfordton. Now, there are other towns in Rutherford County that I'm not going to talk about because honestly, I haven't been there. It's not my place to talk about them. Our team members, however, do live and work there. So if you're interested in any of towns such as Forest City, Bostick, and other places, feel free to reach out and we will be happy to help you. The next town I want to talk about in Rutherford County that is a huge destination for a lot of locals from Asheville and for a lot of people from other areas in the country is Lake Lure. And like I said before, Lake Lure might make you feel that you are in the mountains, you even higher, but it's actually lower in elevation than Rutherfordton itself. It is 1,100 feet in above sea level. And the huge attraction in Lake Lure is Chimney Rock State Park and the lake, Lake Lure. So population of Lake Lure is only about 1,300 people. It doesn't feel like that in summertime. When it's a high season, there's a lot of people there. And that's what some of the local people shared with me. They kind of stay away from the downtown area, from the lake area, because there's so many tourists. It's, as I say, bumper to bumper. Although, if you're from a big city or bigger city, this is going to be nothing. And it is Lake Lure is, like I said, a huge attraction. There's a ton of houses there right on the lake that are not so cheap, of course, because they own the lake. They have their own docks. They have their, a lot of people have boats. A lot of people from Asheville or Asheville area go to that lake when they have a boat or just go to a Lake Lure beach. We went there a couple of times. I was not a fan of it. I thought it was kind of, I don't want to say nasty, but I think, if you have a dock with a boat and you're out and about on the lake, it's nice, but that beach is kind of, I don't know. I was not a fan. I think there are a lot more other places that are better in the area, even some waterfalls and creeks and streams and rivers and other lakes, honestly. Even Lake James, I think is better. But it is a huge, huge attraction. Great place for a family. There's the beach is family, kids friendly. We spent a day there last summer or half a day, and just walked around Chimney Rock. Little Chimney Rock Village afterwards. So great place. If you're gonna go, make it a day trip. Go to the lake if it's summertime. Walk around Chimney Rock Village or that main street in Chimney Rock, which is right next door. It's like you blink and you are out of it. But there's also an entrance to Chimney Rock State Park right on that main strip. And it is you gotta buy a ticket, but you can go there. You can go check out Chimney Rock itself. Great views, amazing views. But you can also go hiking there. There's a lot of hiking trails. That's why I said make it a day trip if you plan on visiting, because it's gonna be about an hour from Asheville. It's a great place to visit. I feel like it. But back to what some of the locals shared with me, they don't appreciate how it's not only bumper to bumper, according to them, but also how tourists don't really care for their area as much as locals do, of course. They litter, they just kind of ignore local hospitality rules and just being rude sometimes. And I think it's typical for such touristy places like Lake Lure, so keep that in mind. In the Lake Lure area, it seems like it's a combination of you either live on the lake and have a lake house, you live in one of the communities, including gated communities, or you live in a non-gated, non-outside of any kind of community or traditional community, just have some land and live by yourself, open use, do whatever you want kind of setting. And it can get quite rural and country-like. So again, it's outside of Asheville, about an hour. It's going to be a lot more traditional, a lot more conservative, and everything that locals and natives are asking for is just be respectful when you visit, and don't litter. Again, it's going to need to be a separate video about what it's like to live on a lake in Western North Carolina. And I know a lot of people reached out to me when watching these videos and asking about or wanting to live on a lake, including Lake Lure. It's not that easy. It's not that simple. Outside of a tourist season when it's just like life is happening, seems like there's not a whole lot to do there in Lake Lure. Like I said, you either live on a lake or in one of these gated, nice, upscale communities, or countryside, and that's it. I don't even think they have a Walmart or anything like that. You would need to go to either probably Hendersonville, actually will be a closer town with all the amenities such as Walmart, Sam's Club, shopping, dining, bigger dining, better dining, and hospital and ER, urgent cares. And same goes for trying to find some land in areas like Lake Lure, in any other area. At first glance, and I say that to everyone who's looking for land, at first glance, it seems like there's a lot of land available for sale, right? And it's cheap. But remember what I said in one of the past videos? When it's cheap, it's steep, which means it's gonna be a cliff. You're not gonna have a yard. And a lot of times, that's what gives you views. And most of the time, actually, but also the steepness will come with a pretty hefty price tag when it comes to building on it. It's going to be so much more expensive to build on a steep slope. It might not be even worth it to buy a half an acre or a third of an acre lot for $10,000. And yes, people sell those lots for $10,000, $8,000. Especially in some of those communities. And it's because they figured out they're never gonna build on it. It's gonna be way more expensive to build on it than they thought, maybe. And last but not least, they keep paying those HOA fees. And it's, $2,000, $3,000 a year. And they just want to basically give that lot away. So, it's not that easy. If it sounds too good to be true, it's too good to be true. Anyways, I think that's it. I think I covered everything I wanted about towns east of Asheville. If you have any other questions, let's chat. Thank you for listening. Do not forget to hit the follow button and leave us a review to help this podcast grow. You can also watch the videos on my YouTube channel. The link to it will be in the description. Reach out if you need any kind of help relocating to the Asheville area, and I will talk to you next time.